Next patient, this is a Porter emergency room. Today's date, chart review, Porter emergency room 4-16-2022. Dr. Yee, Y-E-E. First patient is N-V, 5-year-old with left ear pain, swab test negative, diagnosed with otitis media, treated with ceftonir, doing well now. Family was happy with the care received. Next patient is J-D, 41-year-old male with cut left index finger, stereo strip, was given Keflex, tetanus up to date. He did not answer a phone when called. Next patient is GC, 24-year-old with a twisted knee at work, noted to have suprapatellar effusion, negative fracture on the x-ray, and was given splint and anti-inflammatory, doing much better now. Next patient is TK, 52-year-old with left foot puncture wound, presented with redness and heat. X-rays were negative. He thought he might have a foreign body in the foot. X-rays were negative. He has not picked up the antibiotics yet. The foot is still red and inflamed. Explained to the patient that he must get that right away. Or he might need IV antibiotics. He said he'll start the antibiotics today and have a follow-up with someone tomorrow. He was given cefuroxime by Dr. Yee, Y-E-E, but he was very happy with the care that was received by Dr. Yee. Next patient is KC, 39-year-old woman seen with vomiting, diarrhea. Patient had normal vitals, had CBC, CMP, urine analysis, HCG, swab test, and CT. All were negative. Patient was given IV fluid, Phenagan. Patient was sent home. She says, while they were sending me home, I was still vomiting on the way out the door. They sent me home way too early. I kept vomiting at home, could not take the Bentol and the Phenagan tablets that they had prescribed for me. So she went to Kingwood. Kingwood admitted her, just got out of the hospital today, Wednesday, because of volume depletion, intractable nausea and vomiting. Very unhappy. Would like to report the hospital to someone. Wanted to report the hospital to someone, but after talking to her today, she calmed down, and I will most likely follow up with her in the future, but it would be nice for the administration to let her know. Interesting point is that she thought Dr. Yee was wonderful. It was the nurses that were pushing her out, because while they were taking the IV out, she was still vomiting, and she couldn't understand why they were treating her that way. So put an asterisk by this patient, KC. Next patient is DH, 34-year-old woman with COVID exposure, negative symptoms, tests are negative, no treatment received, did not answer the phone. Next patient is EW, 3-year-old child with foot pain, status was fall, and a puncture wound, was treated with CEFPR. OZIL, cefparoxil. X-rays were negative. No sutures were needed. Next patient is FG, sore throat, cough, congestion. Is a 50-year-old woman with sore throat, cough, congestion, diagnosed with COVID-19. Patient had CBC, CMP, CT done per our protocols. After a swab test, came back positive. Patient was given IV fluids and was treated with Paxiovoid, P-A-X-I-O-V-I-D. P-A-X-I-O-V-I-D, which is specific for COVID-19, as you know. Did not answer the phone to see how she was responding to medication or how she liked the treatment she received. Next patient is SG, 17-month-old baby with cough. The swab tests for flu A, flu B, strep, RSV, and COVID were negative. Chest X-ray was negative, diagnosed with bronchitis and sent home with antibiotics and breathing treatments. Mom did not answer the phone today. Thank you.